Ai, tēnā anō koutou whakarongo mēnā. Oroko mutua tēnō a wātea me ngā kōrero me ngā hākina kina. Nā kei konei tētahi kai kōrero e mōhio pāhia na koutou ki te whānau. Nā nō reira kei konei Jenna Harding ka mutu e hoako. Eia te wahi nei i tia ki Hector Busby, Sir late Hector Busby ka mutu e hoa mā. Honora, i wai atu ahau kite kite pēhāna rātou, pēhā te krihi me te mewene ngā kōrero, e maumahara tonu anā no ki ngā mahi kua wehengia mai i a Hector. Nā no reira, tēnā koe Jenna.
Kia ora Auntie Girly.
Ai, pēhāna.
Happy New Year. New Year to you and to everyone around Heku.
Ai, kia ora mai anō kia koe. Ai, mihi e tōna kia koe me ēnā kōrero, e Jenna. And of course, it's been 2020 now, and I can hear all the people saying, well, it's a new year, let's hope it brings us good tidings. And that's all I wish for everyone, you know, like they have a happy life. And bring good fortunes for each and every one of us. Nā no reira, kia koe e Jenna. How did your Christmas go with, being very quiet? I know it will be quiet without Hector around, but how did you cope with it for the Christmas and New Year?
Well, it was quite a busy time for us. My family from Whangarei came up and we just had our little Christmas here by ourselves. It was the first time for our papa not to be with us, but we just kept our minds busy with being together and doing things, and that helped a lot. And then we had our New Year's that came up, and Stanley, our Captain of Te Aorere, Stanley Conrad, and his wife Kelly and son, and one of our navigators, Jack Thatcher, and his wife from Mount Maunganui were here for New Year's with us, and they spent a week with us. So we had quite a busy time here, and we've been together, and it was really good. So Stanley was just having a look around the site and what needs to be done, because this 2020, we hope, will be a good one for us and carry out the wishes of our kaumātua with his school. And I think the first steps are being made to build the nursery for our plants for around the project. And and then our Tārai Waka committee are coming to remove all the things out of our half round, and the half round will be pulled down, and a new shelter for our waka will be built in the coming year, so that there's a place to have them repaired or just put them under shelter more than anything else. And what else can I say? I think so far that's what's in the pipeline. We've also had Joanne Murray brought a group of people out here where she was having her wānanga out at Ahipara, and Wiramu Sarich, who has been a crew member on Te Aorere, gave them a talk on the Star Compass. So that was keeping our place alive, and today one of the people from PGF will be coming to visit, because he hasn't seen the site. He's taken over from another person that was dealing with the project. So now we're having his name is Shane Ratt, who is coming to visit us this afternoon to have a look around the site. So that's progress, I hope.
What's his name? Shane?
Shane Ratt.
R-A-T-C-H?
No, Ratt, just W-R-A-T-T.
Oh, W-R-A-T-T-A. Oh, okay. Oh, lovely. So is he going to take over for the project, is he?
Oh, he's just going to... He's one of the people that is dealing with our project manager from PGF. So he hasn't been to see our site yet, so he's just taken over from another person in PGF, that's all. So he wanted to come and visit the site and have a look around and that, so I'll take him around the area that he wants to see and later on this afternoon.
Oh, lovely. Oh, kia ora, Jenna. You've given me an insight on what's happened over the Christmas period, the New Year period, and, of course, during the month. I hear you've had visitors there, and it concerns all the running of the school and the project with Aurere and all that, and Stanley and what's his name?
Jack Thatcher.
Jack Thatcher have been there with you. So obviously it enlightens the focus on for 2020 with a lot of things to, you know, in mind. And, of course, I'm sure you're on track for lots of things that's going to happen there.
Yeah.
Oh, well, lovely.
We hope to involve our Hawaiian whānau. They've already been over just before Christmas to have a look at Te Aorere because they're very keen to help refurbish Te Aorere when the time comes. So it's quite exciting too. We're all very keen to get her back on the water again.
Yep. All right. Thank you very much indeed for that little kōrero. And hopefully I can keep in contact with you and for what's happening around Te Aorere, ne?
Okay, then.
Kia ora, Jenna. And thank you for this. And I'll catch up with you when the time comes, ne?
Righto then.
Kia ora, mai.
Kia ora, mai.